know I really love you, baby. I really love you, baby. I really need you, baby.
That's Billy Idol. Got to be a lover brings us to 8 o'clock on the Wild Coast Wake Up, and time for the second news bulletin of the day. In the news, faith leaders urged to help shape SA's migration response. Minister Lamola praises the relationship with Rwanda, and trade union federations demand action on the UIF. President Ramaphosa has called on faith-based organizations to help reduce tensions around migration and support South Africa's upcoming national dialogue process. Speaking to religious leaders at the Union Buildings, Ramaphosa emphasized that concerns about illegal immigration are real and must be addressed. He says unemployment, poverty, crime, and pressure on public services are the root causes of public frustration. Ramaphosa called on them to help drive the national dialogue aimed at finding solutions to the country's challenges through inclusive public participation. The minister in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, says the relationship between South Africa and Rwanda can become a model of bilateral cooperation. Lamola briefed the media following the visit from Rwanda's foreign minister, Oliver Ndogeri. Lamola says the two countries have always shown a political will to build a relationship. The minister says Rwanda and South Africa have agreed to lift travel restrictions for Rwandans who wish to enter the country. The African Transformation Movement says President Ramaphosa is trying to stop elected representatives from exercising their constitutional duty. The party is opposing the president's High Court application to suspend the impeachment process against him. According to the ATM, the court should dismiss Ramaphosa's application. The party says Ramaphosa has no basis to fear that the committee will undermine his dignity and reputation. South African trade unions say the Unemployment Insurance Fund should be placed under administration. Trade union federations claim that corruption and dysfunction have crippled the fund. The federations have also suggested that the Hawks should investigate allegations of corruption in the UIF and Compensation Fund. According to the unions, both the UIF and the Compensation Fund have failed in their mandate to assist workers during their time of need. Farmers' organizations have welcomed the suggestion to remove John Steenhuisen as the Minister of Agriculture. The leader of the DA, Jordan Hill-Lewis, has asked President Ramaphosa to make changes to cabinet ministers who represent the party. Hill-Lewis wants Willie Oukamp to replace Steenhuisen as the Minister of Agriculture. He says Oukamp's first task is to resolve legal proceedings that relate to the foot and mouth disease. Farmers' organizations have battled Steenhuisen in courts over the procurement and administration of vaccines for the disease. Moving to international news, Iran has promised to open the Strait of Hormuz. This follows an agreement with the United States of America to end the war. Donald Trump says he has signed the Memorandum of Understanding to end the conflict. Iran says its president has also signed the memorandum. The news has led to further decreases in global oil prices. Pakistan facilitated the peace talks that ended the war in Iran. And now looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,314.19 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $77.84. $1 16 rand 31, the British pound 21.72, and the euro 18 rand 79. A Bitcoin is currently $63,795.51. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great day wherever you are in Wild Coast country. And we look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow morning. Till then, ciao, ciao.
Wild Coast Radio.
Jy se kont sê wat ek verken, ek's vervelig, jy laat ek wens, maar ek gee nie op nie, nee ek gee nie op nie.